particularly the veterans. It's always a very important time for remembrance. And yes, I can understand them being disappointed that it happened. But people in Harbour are very respectful on a day-to-day basis. And that's what makes me think that it wasn't a malicious act. It was just the excitement of turning the lights on and people kind of forgot themselves. So I spoke to the council and we've agreed that for next year, it would be better if the war memorial was fenced off so people couldn't use it to sit down or stand on or anything like that. There's nothing we can do now. We just have to make sure that we learn from it and we do something appropriate next year to make sure it doesn't happen again.